Okay, this is the meeting of the Pacifica National Board. The date is April 24th. My name is Dave Adelson. Teresa Allen is the secretary. Teresa, would you please call the roll?
Okay. E. Bonduli, Rip Robbins. Do you have him? Do you have them on your email list, David?
They were on the PMV list, and Don confirmed.
Spoken directly with both of them, and they were both aware of the numbers and so on.
All right, thank you. Ambrose Lane.
Here.
Okay. A.C. Bird.
Here.
Rob Robinson. Zarina Shakir.
Here.
Thank you. Sarv Randhawa.
Here.
Rosalinda Montes Palacios. Mary Berg.
Here.
Thank you. LaVarne Williams. Patty Heffley.
Here.
Ray LaForest. Bob Lederer.
Here.
Lisa Davis.
Present.
Thank you. Dave Adelson.
Here.
Alan Minsky. Don White.
Here.
Thank you. Lydia Brazon.
Here.
Teresa Allen is here. Sandy Weinman.
Here.
Ken Freeland?
Here.
Deb Shafto?
Here.
Lonnie Hicks?
Here.
Thank you. Greg Guma?
Here.
Okay, I'm going back. E. Bonduli? Rip Robbins? Rob Robinson? Rosalinda Montes Palacios?
She'll be here late.
Okay.
Maybe around 7, our time.
LaVarne Williams? And Ray LaForest? Alan Minsky. Oops. Do let me remind people that if you come in late, be sure to check in with me, because I was trying to figure out, you know, that some people had come in and I never actually recorded them. So
those who are late aren't going to hear you say that, though.
I understand. Thank you.
Teresa, did you call Sandy Weinman's name?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
And he's here.
Do we have quorum?
Yes, we do.
Okay, great. I sent around the proposed agenda a couple of hours ago, and is there a motion to accept that agenda?
Dave?
Yes?
I would like to put forward a motion or proposal motion that we end this, we try to end this teleconference by 11 o'clock. I mean, I know that there's like a tremendous 3-hour difference. I know people are starting early, but on the East Coast, that just makes the time so late.
Yeah.
And I don't know how what other people have to do, but I have to get up so early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that close to 5-hour conference calls starting at 8:30, you know, especially considering that a lot of people get up very early in the morning, they're just not very doable.
I understand. So that would require, just to say, since we have a couple items in executive session, the executive session is scheduled at an hour and a half. If we did that, I could see us contracting the executive session to 1 hour. That would require us to finish the public session at basically 10 p.m. Eastern time, which is in 1 hour and 15 minutes. What I'd like is, if you want to make a specific suggestion about what to delete from the agenda, that would help us deal with it.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Lisa was going to say something?
Yeah, I just want to finish with Lisa.
Okay.
So basically, if you could suggest what you'd like to delete, then we can cut time and deal with it that way.
Well, one of the things I would like to propose deleting for now under the unfinished business, number 5, you know, because that's like 15 minutes, motion regarding adopting a special rule of order for telephonic notice for special meetings.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And anything else? That only takes us 15 minutes out. That leaves us finishing at midnight if we follow every...
I'm sort of open to hearing what other people, you know, think.
Okay, so I'll take that as a proposition, a motion to strike item 5. And is there an objection? Well, actually, before we do that, I'd like to ask for the approval of the body to have the rule on procedure that we've had in our last couple of meetings which is that the chair may call for a vote after entertaining two comments in favor and two opposed to motions to postpone to a certain time, to refer an item to committee, or to amend the agenda. Or
Ken Freeland,
Speak
a little louder.
Or after three comments in favor and three opposed to a motion to postpone an item indefinitely. Is there an objection to our adopting that for this meeting?
Ken Freeland, I object.
Okay. Then may we, do you want to speak to the reason for your objection, Ken?
Well, before I do, I'd like to know who's proposing this motion, because it is a motion.
I am asking that we continue our prior practice.
Mr. Chair, if you're proposing this, then I suggest that you should not be chairing the meeting at this point if we're going to be debating that motion.
I'm asking for adoption.
That's my motion. I'll make that motion.
Okay. You'd like to make the motion. No, it's fine. I am making the motion. I am making the request as a procedural request for the meeting, and if you would like me to step down and turn it over to Sarv, I'm happy to do that. Sarv, would you chair this question?
No, let's not have this up and down. No,
I object to that.
Is there anybody other than Ken who would like to speak in opposition to this motion?
Oh, this is Lydia. I oppose the motion, and I think it is going to be. It could be a lengthier discussion because right now we're not. Aren't we just discussing whether to have it on this agenda?
Let me.
No, that's a different motion.
Not what we're talking about now is a procedural rule that allows me to call a question to a vote when there are two, when we've heard two in favor or two opposed, so that when somebody makes a motion to refer to a committee or a motion to postpone to a certain time, we do not spend undue amounts of time. We hear two in favor, two opposed, and move on. This is not what Lisa was asking to strike. That's a separate question. What I'm asking before do that is, in order to be able to move rapidly through this and still hear all of the opinions to be able to bring this motion. Ken has objected to it. I'm asking, is there anyone else that objects? If there's no one else that objects, Ken, can you state your reason for objection?
Yes, I can. I would like to read three brief passages from Robert's Rules of Order, to which we are committed as a body, as our parliamentary authority.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead. Does it relate to what's Roberts being said right now?
I feel that according to our own bylaws, we can make special rules that we want to make. So regardless of what Roberts said, I don't think that argues, whatever Roberts said does not argue for or against the procedure you described, because you are calling it a special rule. So whether Roberts says something different or not does not seem to pertain to what you are asking here.
I'm going to let Ken go ahead and read what he wants to read.
I appreciate it, Mr. Chair, because this is not about, I will grant the argument we just heard, but this is not about the fact that Robert's rules are being changed by the special rule. This is about the principle of full debate of every issue that is contained in Roberts. And that seems to have been curtailed every time we've truncated that process through adoption of these special rules, which have fortunately only been temporary. The first one is that on page 3, I don't have that one, Codex. Let me find this other one here. On page 483, in committees, the chairman...
Chairman, the Sarv?
Yes, sir.
One personal privilege. I'm going to be just off here just for a minute or so. I'm just getting into my house.
Okay.
And so my signal is going to go away. Thanks.
Thank you.
I would like to speak again.
Mr. Chair, I'll pass my turn to speak in favor of someone else so that I can find these passages to read.
I don't want to spend the time.
There are only very brief passages, but I need to find them specifically. I don't want to read long passages. Which are not pertinent.
Okay, I would like to move to the other items of the agenda, and we will come back to this when Ken is prepared. Lisa has asked that we strike the special rule regarding telephonic notice for special meetings. That rule would allow for email notice of special meetings. Is there objection to her motion to strike that from the agenda?
Say that again, Dave.
Actually, is there a second to her motion to strike
I'll,
that?
I'll second.
Agenda?
This is Lydia.
Okay. Is there...
Is that anywhere in the form of a motion?
Yes, it's in.
Yes.
It was sent with the notice of meeting and again in the proposed agenda. And
no, I mean her motion. Just
yes.
She made a motion. She asked that we strike item 5.
Item 5. That's what I needed to know.
Lydia
item
has
five.
Seconded it. Is there discussion on striking that item? Is there any objection to striking that item?
I guess I object because I have a question.
Go ahead.
If we don't deal with this now, when are we going to deal with this?
We'll have to deal with it at another meeting.
And I think it's worthy of some discussion. I object because I think it needs to be a bylaws change. So it's not going to be a slam dunk item to pass tonight.
Are there any other objections to striking it?
I withdraw my objection. I just really wanted to...
Okay, if there are no objections, that item 5 will be stricken. Are there any other amendments to the agenda?
Sorry, Randala.
Patty, go ahead.
I'd like to strike number 7 for this evening. Since the meeting's so short, I'd like to go on to the business of the ED report. I'm sure it could last longer. We need to elect the affiliate directors to the committee so they can get going on to that. So I would like to strike 7 till the next meeting.
I second that.
Okay, Sarva seconded
it. This is the corporate council.
No, this is item 7. Excuse me.
Oh.
Item 7 is the committee to investigate charges of racism or sexism with 15 minutes allotted to the motion to rescind. And
my copy has no numbers.
Excuse
so.
Me, please don't speak while others have the floor. The second part is nominations for the committee and the election process if necessary. Is there an objection to striking item 7? Okay, hearing none, we'll strike item 7. Any other additions? Agenda.
Mr. Chairman, point of information?
Yes.
This item was supposed to take 30 minutes, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much.
And it will, and in striking it to this meeting, it still remains a piece of unfinished business that will come up at our next meeting.
Right.
Anything else?
Move the agenda.
Mr.
Okay.
Chair, are you still taking motions on the, or amendments on the agenda?
the question's been called on the agenda. Is there
what?
Mr.
Chairman?
Mr. Chair, I don't think it has been called. I need the opportunity to make my own amendment.
Excuse me. Ambrose Lane just called the question. We have not closed debate on this, but the question was called. So I am. Is there an objection to moving to closing debate and adopting the agenda?
I object.
Okay. Can you call the roll, please, Teresa?
Well, I have a chance to state my objection.
No, it's a call for the question.
That's not true, Mr. Chair. Look it up in Robert's Rules. A brief chance to state the nature of the objection is typically granted to an objector.
The call... Hold on a second. Call of the question.
It's not debatable, but the opportunity to state his case briefly should be given to the person.
Point of information, I'm sorry, I'm a little slow getting started here. Ambrose Lane called the question on what?
On the agenda.
Move the agenda.
Amending the agenda.
Okay.
Move the agenda.
In other words, to end debate regarding the agenda.
Uh-huh. Well, why don't you go ahead with your objections while I look this up?
Is this a point of order?
No, he's stating his objection. While I'm looking this up, rather than wasting time, just go ahead.
Mr. Chair, I have not had an opportunity yet to make my amendments. I've been waiting for others to make their amendments. And I also have submitted a written amendment to the agenda, which has not been considered. So I would like the opportunity to address the few amendments that I have to the agenda before we go ahead and approve or not the agenda.
Okay.
You have a written agenda. I mean, a written amendment. Should I know where
Teresa,
this is?
Teresa, please. Will you call the roll on the previous question, which Ambrose... This is to close debate on the agenda.
Okay. Ambrose Lane?
Yes.
A.C. Byrd?
Yes.
Rob Robinson? Well, I thought I heard
sorry,
Rob.
I didn't understand the question.
I'm sorry. Is Rob Robinson on the call?
No.
I thought I heard him call. Come on. So there may be
would
some.
You, would you restate the motion? I'm sorry, I had to leave the phone.
The motion is to close debate on adoption of the agenda.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Okay. Rob Robinson. Ebon Dooley.
You forgot Zarina.
I'm going back because I thought I heard Rob come in. So, Rip Robbins.
Okay. I'm here, Teresa.
Okay, that's who I heard. Thank you. How do you vote, Rip? Closing debate on adoption of agenda.
Since I didn't get an agenda, I really should abstain.
Okay. All right. I will try and are you at a computer? I'll try and email you one if you want.
Sure, that'd be great.
Teresa, did you put my name on it too? Because obviously you guys have numbered and timed agendas, which I don't have.
All right, thank you. I'll do that. Anyone else?
No, Sarv, would you send me that?
Yeah, I don't have anything with numbers.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Okay, here we go. Zarina Shakir?
Yes.
Yes? Was that a yes? Was that a yes?
She's cutting out.
Zarina?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, thank you. Sarv?
Yes.
Is Rosalinda here? No. Mary Bird?
Yes.
LaVarne Williams? Patty Heffley?
Yes.
Ray LaForest? Bob Lederer?
Yes.
Thank you. Lisa Davis?
Yes.
David Adelson? I'm sorry. Alan Minsky? Don White?
Yes.
Lydia Brazon?
No.
Teresa Allen will... I'll say no. Sandy Weinman?
Pass.
Ken Freeland?
No.
Deb Shafto?
Yes.
And back to Sandy Weinman.
Abstain. Thank you.
Okay. Is there anyone whose name I didn't call? All right. The vote is... Ten yes and three no.
Okay, the motion to close debate passes. I've re-emailed the board the proposed agenda. The amendments have the effect of striking items 5 and 7. Would the board like me to read the amended agenda before we vote on it?
I would say. No, it's
okay.
Too long.
If not, then we'll go to a vote on it. Will you call the roll? Is there any objection to adopting the amended agenda?
I object.
Will you call the roll, please, Teresa?
Okay. This is the motion. And who made this?
Ken Freeland is objecting because he wasn't given an opportunity.
No, I'm sorry. I'm saying who's moving to the motion to move the agenda?
Ambrose moved the agenda.
I moved it.
Thank you, Ambrose. Approve amended agenda. All right. We'll start with Sarv.
I approve the amended agenda.
Okay. Mary Berg?
Yes.
Patty Heffley?
Yes.
Bob Lederer?
Yes.
Lisa Davis?
Yes.
Don White?
Yes.
Lydia Brazon?
Yes.
Teresa Allen is yes. Sandy Weinman?
Yes.
Ken Freeland?
No.
Deb Shafto?
Yes.
Thank you. Ebon Dooley? Rip Robbins?
Yes.
Abstain or pass?
I'll go yes.
I'm going to go yes. Thank you. Ambrose Lane?
Yes.
Thank you. A.C. Berg?
Yes.
Thank you. Zarina Shakir?
Yes.
Okay. Is there anyone whose name I did not call? All right. One, two, three.
Well, the motion passes. We'll move on. So the next piece in item one is the adoption of this rule on procedure. Ken, do you have the sections of Roberts you'd like to read?
Yes, I do.
Before we go to that, I'd like to ask for a timekeeper. Deb, are you good to do it? Will you let me know 3 minutes before the end of each agenda item?
I don't think I have time. Oh, yeah, I do. Okay, fine.
The time's on there. We'll start after we're finished with this because we I don't have a clear accounting of time. Go ahead, Ken.
What are we doing?
This is the adoption of the rule on procedure allowing me to call for a vote after two comments in favor and two opposed to motions to postpone, refer, or amend the agenda. Go ahead, Ken.
Thank you, Mr. The first is on page 3. A member of an assembly is defined as someone who has the right to make motions, to speak in debate on them, and to vote. The second one is from page 42. The presiding officer may not close debate so long as any member who has not exhausted his right to debate desires the floor except by order of the assembly, which requires a two-thirds vote. Speaking for myself, the reason that it requires a two-thirds vote is to protect the rights of minorities who may not be heard in a one- or two-person opportunity to speak. The last one is from page 373. Every member of an assembly has the right to speak to every debatable motion before it is finally acted upon and subject only to general limitations on debate established by parliamentary law, etc. Okay, so this is very clear, and again, the right cannot be interfered with except by a two-thirds vote. So the purpose of Roberts, which is required by our bylaws, is to protect the rights of a minority to speak until the subject is exhausted or until their rights to speak are exhausted. But curtailing in advance the right of a minority members to speak, which is effectively what this will do if it's adhered to over the long period of time, is a violation of the spirit, not just the letter, but the spirit of Robert's rules, which assures every member of the debate who has an opinion, whether it's a majority or minority opinion, the right to address every and any issue, whether it's a substantial motion, whether it's a motion to commit, whether it's a motion to commit to postpone indefinitely, which really means to kill a motion. So everyone has the right to speak to that. That's what we were elected to do. And the reason why that I see there's an attempt here to be expedient is because we are not allowing sufficient time in our quarterly board meetings to deal with board business, and this business gets postponed and then dealt with, and then it has to be hurried. And instead of using the time that we should be using for public debate of these relevant issues, we're curtailing them with motions like this. Thank you.
Sir, would you please take the chair? I would
like it requires a two-thirds vote to do it.
To do this,
in both,
correct.
In each one of the instances you cited.
Correct.
So by a two-thirds vote, we can cut off debate.
That's true.
May I speak to this?
Hang on, Sarv, will you take the chair, please?
Sure. So who's on the...
And I would like to speak on the issue.
Okay, just a second. Let me make a stack here. Dave, and who else?
Teresa was ahead of me.
Okay, go ahead, Dave.
Second here. Who would like to speak?
Dave Teresa
first,
will yield to me. The point
Teresa.
Is this. It's fine to say that people can speak on every topic before the board, but the concrete fact of the matter is that we do not have time in our meetings to allow a discussion and of every member on every item until they've exhausted their urges to speak. Most importantly, the ability to, for example, divert discussion from a question of substance to a question of process, like, for example, a motion to refer, can, if debated endlessly, basically use up all the time for an item. It can, so that the motion to refer can truncate the ability to deal with substantive issues if you cannot call it to a vote. So it can be used as a tool to prevent the board from dealing with substantive matters, because once a motion to refer or to postpone has been made, debate can only be on referral or postponement. So any group of people who wishes to prevent the body from, and particularly if they have more than a one-third number, who wishes to prevent the body from dealing with any item, can do it simply by a motion to postpone or refer, followed by a debate to use up all the allotted time for the item. And so it, I believe it is in the interest of the body, if the body is ready to act that, on a motion to refer or not, it is in the interest of the body to allow a majority to decide whether or not something can be postponed or not quickly without having to call a roll call on every one of these meetings. Additionally, allowing two pro and two con will allow the reasons for either debating the thing now or waiting until later to be properly aired. And I think that experience has shown in prior meetings that it ends up actually aiding in our ability to maintain focus on substantive issues. So that's why I've proposed it. I will give previous notice before our next in-person meeting to adopt it as a special rule of order to be a consistent thing, but I'm hoping we can adopt it for this meeting.
Thank you, Dave. Teresa?
I have a point of information.
Okay, what's the point of information, Mary?
Dave, so you're not proposing as a special rule to continue, but a special rule for this meeting only?
A rule for this meeting, because a special rule of order I need to give previous notice.
Okay, I got it. Thank you.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that, Teresa? Dave? Can Dave
to adopt that? It as a permanent special rule of order, it needs to be, I prefer to give previous notice.
Okay. Teresa?
He said it. He said it all. Thank you very much.
Okay. So that exhausts our list. And
oh, I'd like to move the agenda.
Wait. This is Lydia. I'd like to say something.
Who else wants to speak?
Ken Freeland, I'd like to speak a second time if there's time.
We're running out of time, Ken. Okay, Lydia.
Well, let's cross our bridge.
I just want to say that I think that we have the ability to vote by two-thirds when something is going on too long or something becomes obstructionist in its nature. And I think that it's important for the sake of the fact that, A, we are streaming and the listeners can hear. They can also hear and determine for themselves conduct of board members that abuse the process. And we have that, and we have as a tool voting it down by two-thirds. I think that for this meeting we should proceed with voting something, cutting it off by two-thirds rather than invoking the two by two, as appealing as that sounds to me. But I really believe this is the best way to go for this meeting.
That's it?
Don White.
Okay, go ahead, Don.
Well, I'm going to support this. We have heard from the East Coast that they want to end this meeting, at least one member, and I'm sympathetic to what she's saying. And I believe we need to equip the chair to facilitate this meeting and move us along. And I believe this would help us. Look, I don't know what time it is, but I know it's probably now at least 30, 40 minutes into the meeting. I think, I'm going to vote for this to equip our chair to, in a very judicious and judicious way, facilitate this meeting and get us on to substantive issues.
Thank you. Okay.
Point of information.
Go ahead.
This is Bob. Yeah, I guess it would be to Dave, since this is your proposal. If this was adopted and during a particular discussion that was now under the restricted rule, is there a method for someone to move for a one-time exception, like to say, I move that on this item we hear, four pro and four con or something like that?
May I answer, sir?
Sure.
This gives me the right to close it if I think it's wise. If I don't think it's wise and there needs to be more said, I can do that. But at any time, somebody, I believe, could make such a motion. But in the interest of time, I would probably make a judgment call. If they made such a motion, I think it would require two-thirds.
Okay,
thanks. Once we've adopted this.
Okay. Thank you, Dave. Okay, so we'll...
hold on a second. But that would defeat the purpose of the whole thing, because then somebody could always ask that
every
and
minute.
You eat up all the time in that.
On every issue.
On every issue.
Oh, but that is... But...
Okay, so we have pretty much exhausted our list.
Take care.
Please do not speak because I can't hear you.
LaBarne.
LaBarne, you want to be on the stack?
No, I just call back.
She's here.
This is the second time. Okay, no one does. Thank you, Rose.
You're breaking up, LaBarne.
I'm sorry?
You just want to let you know that, Teresa, know that you're on the call?
For the second time.
Oh.
I heard her the first time.
Right, I had to go off and I came back on again.
But you're breaking up is what Sarf is saying. You're cutting out.
Okay.
I'll get you on the phone now.
I
can't hear you properly.
Mary, so our stack is exhausted and we take a roll. Is there any objection to adopting the special rule by Dave Adelson?
There has been an objection. There must be a vote.
For this meeting. So if there's objection, then we take a roll call. Teresa, go ahead and take a roll call.
Thank you. All right. I'm going to start with Mary Berg.
Yes.
Thank you. LaVarne Williams.
Yes.
Patty Heffley.
Yes.
Bob Lederer.
Yes.
Lisa Davis.
Yes.
David Adelson.
Yes.
Alan Minsky.
Yes.
Don White.
Yes.
Lydia Brazon.
No.
Teresa Allen is yes. Sandy Weinman.
Time is the enemy, yes.
Ken Freeland.
No.
Deb Shafto.
Yes.
Thank you. Rip Robbins.
Yes.
Ambrose Lane.
Yes.
A.C. Bird.
Yes.
Serena Shakir. Serena. I'll
yes.
come back.
Yes. Yes.
Thank
yes.
you, Sar Runda. I'm sorry, Sar. Is there anyone whose name I did not call?
All right. Thank you, Teresa. The motion carries. And
15-2.
15-2. Thank you very much. Now I send the meeting back to the chair.
Okay, the next item on the agenda is the approval of minutes. We have 10 minutes for this. We're going to, the minutes that have been sent by the secretary are the minutes for the...
Move approval.
Hold on, let's get the minutes. Let's get it in. Which minutes have you sent, Teresa? You sent the minutes for 3-1,
3-10, and 2-20, and Mary has sent some.
Okay. I have 220, 31, and 310. I'd like to do it as a consent calendar. Ambrose, you're moving approval of all three of those?
May I say something, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I sent out the minutes 310 of 06, and there were, when I sent them out together, and when I sent them out together, the meetings of 310 of 06 did not include some changes or recommendations for changes by Bob Lederer. So I sent out the 3:10 of 06 minutes again today, and these include some corrections or additions. Actually, corrections is a better word, by Bob Lederer.
Okay. So we have the minutes that were distributed today by Teresa for
3:10.
Yes, for 310. Let's take 220 and 31.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Mary?
I had sent out the minutes of, I think it was 120, the January D.C. meeting. I had sent that out, I guess it was yesterday or something, or the day before. Did people have those? I mean, I'd sent them out previously, but I sent them again. I had distributed copies in Los Angeles, but I sent them as Teresa suggested.
This is for which meeting?
Our January meeting.
For the D.C. meeting.
I have an email from you dated March 21st that was draft minutes, but did we not adopt those at our meeting?
I handed out copies and everyone was sick and nothing happened. We didn't do anything but Ken's motions that afternoon. All the rest got scrapped.
Okay. Ambrose,
actually, it was tabled, so it's still on the. It's still. On the board.
Okay, Ambrose, we have heard that we have the January meeting minutes, 220, 3-1, and 3-10 before us. You were starting to make a motion.
No, I made a motion to adopt all of them.
To adopt all those minutes. Okay.
Yep.
Is there a second?
I second.
Okay.
I second.
By Sarah. Debate on adopting.
Patty.
I heard Ken and then Patty.
I would like to move postponement of the approval of the most recent minutes, the minutes of the 20th, because I've not had an opportunity to review them. I don't know how many have. If there have been amendments made even as late as today, it would be inappropriate, in my opinion, to vote on them at this present time. I think they should be postponed until the next opportunity.
I'm unclear. When
Is
you say
kid?
Most recent, you mentioned specifically the 20th, but are you saying all of them? Which minutes in particular?
The minutes that were most recently amended. That Teresa just mentioned that she recently made some amendments.
That was the 3. That was the 3-10. So you'd like to pull 3-10.
Correct.
Okay. Is there any objection to that? Okay. If there's no objection, we'll postpone approval of 3-10 to our next meeting. Further discussion on the remaining minutes, which are January 27th through 29th, 220 and 3-1. Patty, go ahead.
Well, actually, no, mine are on the, I wanted to, on the 3-10 ones, I wanted to ask a question about that.
No, it's been postponed.
If you want me to wait, I'll wait.
Okay, actually, I have to step off for a moment. Sarv, can you finish with this on the minutes? I'll be back in about 5 minutes.
Sure.
Okay, thank you.
All right, so where were we?
We were at the consent calendar of these minutes, and one, 3-10 has been pulled, so we have three others.
Mr.
Okay.
Chair,
any
the
objection?
Motion before us is to approve January of 06 minutes, the 220 of 06, 3-1 of 06.
Thank you very much.
That's it.
So any objection to approving these minutes? No objections. The minutes are approved. Okay. The next item is setting of the next meeting. Proposed meeting date, Friday, May 5th, 8 p.m., alternative proposed meeting date, May 8th, 8 p.m.
Move Friday, May 5th.
I'm sorry?
Second.
Move Friday, May 5th.
Okay. May 5th.
I seconded that.
May 5th.
No.
Friday, move May 5th, 8 p.m.
Okay. Zarina cannot be there.
A point of personal privilege. Let's see. Could we, is it amenable if we could make it 8:30 Eastern PM? Standard time.
May 5th of 06, did you say? I'm sorry.
Yes.
May 5th,
yeah.
06 at 8:30 PM. 8:30 Eastern Standard Time.
Point of information?
Okay.
My understanding was that the next scheduled meeting was... that all the meetings, the future meeting, we're talking about the meeting of this board, right?
The meeting of this board.
Yes.
Well, I understood that they were already scheduled from the last conference. So why are we now discussing meeting dates? I don't understand that.
Well, the board wanted to have another meeting between now and.
Oh, an additional meeting. Okay.
Additional
Thank
meeting.
You. All right.
That, as a matter of fact,
Chair. What is
I noticed that when we scheduled, I was given dates that I put on KPFTX, and for some reason there was no scheduled meeting for May. So maybe that's why it's on the agenda. I don't know why we didn't schedule a meeting for May.
Thank you.
Mr.
Thank you very
point
much.
Of order.
Okay, what's the point of order?
The point of order is I haven't heard yet what the need is for this special meeting, and only... meetings with special agendas are listed according to our bylaws. We're not allowed to schedule regular meetings by teleconference. So in order for this to be a licit motion, it's needed to state the specific cause for having the special meeting.
I'm back on the line, by the way.
Dave?
Yeah.
Oh, are you going to take over?
Are we finished with the item where I...
What
are we on?
Approval of the minutes is done. A setting of the next meeting. That's
happy to do that.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
A point of order is on the floor.
Yeah, and it's the point of order is what's the purpose of the meeting?
Right. That if it's a special meeting, then it has to have a special agenda, and the special agenda has not been stated, so I don't see how we can set a special meeting.
Yeah, the agenda is, as indicated in this, the continuation of the items that were set for this meeting, which are not possible for us
Thank
to complete
you, Mr. Chair.
Given the time, we and any other items that may be brought before us by committees or by the officers in the intervening time.
Point of information,
mm-hmm.
Ms. Arena,
yes.
I will not be able to be at that meeting the 5th, so could I please go on record? I'm doing a big show that night.
Patty. Well, wait, before we get there, there's also one other item, which is I realized after constructing this agenda that the board had passed a motion on having a resolution of the WPFW-LSB election issue. So that also would be on that agenda.
Zarina, I would like to say I would not like that to happen, and I'm not going to be here, and I'm stating that I can't be here.
What is the date that we're talking
Zarina,
about?
Zarina, there were two proposed dates. One was Friday, May 5th. The other was Monday, May 8th. Are you requesting that it be on Monday, May 8th?
I'm sorry?
Are you requesting that the meeting be Monday, May 8th?
Mr. Chair, hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Ambrose Lane moved that it be May 5th of 06 while you were out of the room.
This is Patty.
Well, we can change it if we want to.
Pardon me. I was interrupted.
Ambrose, you want to withdraw your motion then?
Yeah, I withdraw it and state it for May 8th.
Okay, May 8th. So the motion is next scheduling the next meeting for May 8th.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
8:30 p.m.?
8:30 p.m.?
Yeah.
Okay, the reason I had suggested 8 was the point that Lisa made about lateness, and because we tend to deal with procedural things early in a meeting, I thought that no one would be shattered if they missed the first few minutes of a fascinating meeting,
yeah,
and we might
good.
Finish earlier.
Okay, as long as the West Coast people can show up at 8:30.
Well, I should always show up.
What is
all we
motion,
have to do
Ambrose?
Is be disciplined. Yeah.
No, it's a matter of, you know, we work.
Excuse me. I there's no crosstalk, please. Ambrose, the motion is for which date and which time?
May 8th at 8:30.
May 8th at 8:30. Okay. Is there any objection? Is there a second to that first?
I second.
Sarva seconded. Is there any objection to that?
Don White here.
Don, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not going to block the board from meeting on May 8th. I have a speaking engagement on a college campus, which I cannot cancel, so I won't be available that night. But I will not object to the board going ahead and meeting that night. I just won't be able to be there.
Okay,
Alan, David.
Alan, go ahead.
Yeah, as always with Monday meetings, and that's why I was late to this one. I produced the 5 to 6 show at KPFK, so I see it's 8 p.m. there as opposed to 8:30 on May 8th. Either way, I won't try to block or object whichever way the board votes, but if it's 8 p.m. on Monday, May 8th, I will be an hour late.
The motion is for 8:30.
Okay, thanks.
I thought you said it was for 8.
No, Ambrose's motion is for 8:30.
Okay, that'd be cool then. Sorry, I just saw it written as 8. Thanks.
It was written as 8, but Ambrose is moving 8:30.
Great.
Is there any other discussion?
I
hear Lisa, I think, and Patty. Lisa first?
I mean, I don't know if this would be like an amendment or not, but I would like to try the 8 o'clock hour for the reason that you said, Mr. Chair, that a lot of procedural things, and just to see how it would move someone like that.
Is there a second to the amendment to make it 8 p.m. instead of 8:30?
I second it.
Okay, there's been a second. Any discussion on that?
This is Lydia. Well, as I said, just the West. Some of us who work till 5 will just be late, you know, that work till 5 or 5:30. Anyway,
that's
neither here nor there, but we just have to just take
may
a quick
we,
vote on
may
it.
May we move to a vote on the amendment?
Yes.
Just repeat as
Go ahead, Teresa.
I would like to remind people that Alan Minsky just told people that because he has a show, he's already making a concession that he would have to be late, and he tries very hard, but he's late for every one of these meetings because we hold them at 8:30. And
right.
I do appreciate what the people on the East Coast do to have these meetings, but I do want to also express an appreciation for Alan Minsky for trying as best he can to get on the call.
May I suggest we move this to a vote so that we can take what little time we have remaining?
Point of information. It's just done. I mean, Mr. Chair,
yes.
Didn't at the last meeting we decide that we were going to fluctuate between Monday and another day
and
for these meetings?
And that we've scheduled them for alternating months. So there's no meeting at the end of May. The meeting, because we have a meeting at the beginning of June, the next meeting that's pre-scheduled, which is the end of June, is for a Friday. Because there were people who couldn't make each day, so it alternated. The question is here, should we do a Monday or a Friday? So based on the discussion, the amendment before us right now is 8 p.m. on Monday, and then once we've amended to 8 or not, then we will decide whether to do Monday or not. And I'd love to take a vote now if there's no objection. Is there any objection to making the time 8 p.m. on Monday?
8 p.m. Eastern.
8 p.m. Eastern on Monday, May 8th.
Yeah, obviously I object.
Okay, so there's an objection. Would you please call the roll, Teresa? On the amendment is to amend from 8:30 to 8.
Okay.
8
p.m.
Well, point of information, who made the objection?
Alan.
Thank you.
Yes.
All right.
My apologies, Alan. I'm sorry.
Well, it's whatever way it goes.
Please stop.
LaVarne. Sorry, LaVarne Williams.
So the question is 8, if I, 8 is...
Yes,
yes
if you wish it to be at 8, you vote yes. If you wish it to be at 8:30, you vote no.
No.
All right. Bob Lederer?
Yes.
Lisa Davis?
Yes.
Alan Minsky?
No.
Don White?
Abstain.
Lydia Brazon?
Yes.
Teresa Allen, no. Sandy Wyman?
Yes.
Ken Freeland?
No.
Deb Shafto?
No.
I'm sorry. I got a little confused. Sandy, what did you say? Sandy?
I said yes. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, Lydia, you said, I'm sorry, I'm all askew for some reason, I'm off.
Do it
I know
again.
What I did.
Just start over.
Yeah, start
Don?
Over.
Okay, well, let me go back to where I made a mistake, which was at David Adelson. Alan Minsky, you said no. Don White, you said?
Abstain.
Lydia said yes. Alan said no. Wyman said?
Yes.
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 Okay. Freeland said
yes.
No. Deb Shafto said no. Is that correct? All right. Rip Robbins?
Abstain.
All right. Ambrose Lane?
Abstain.
A.C. Byrd?
Yes. Sorry.
Okay. Rob, let's see. Zarina Shakir? Zarina? Take it off mute?
No.
Okay. Mary Byrd?
I thought the East Coast people would want that. Well, I'll pass.
Pass, okay. LaVarne Williams?
No.
Patty Heffley?
No.
Okay, and Mary Byrd?
No.
All right. The vote is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 no. I believe it fails.
Okay, so the original motion was that it be at 8:30, so therefore we're now voting on May 8th at 8:30 p.m. Is there any objection? Hearing none, that is the date of our next meeting. The next item, for those interested in the substance of this meeting, is the ED report. It is 30 minutes from now, divided into two portions, 15 minutes for the Spanish language newscast and 15 minutes for the network program coordinator job description. The hope is that the executive director will provide some introductory remarks and discussion, and then if there are any motions on the topics of the report, they'll be in order at that time. The time for this, can you let us know when there's 5 minutes remaining in each, Deb?
I will.
So in 10 minutes, you'll notify us. First, Greg, it's your show.
Yeah, right. I'll start with the Spanish language newscast issue. As you know, you had passed a motion some months ago, and subsequent to that in March, prior to the EMB meeting, the operations group got a more detailed proposal from Armando, actually, presented on the program. And at that time, there seemed to be, I wouldn't call it consensus, but at least a general agreement that we would go forward with a rollout of this program, beginning at a half hour and then going to an hour, and in some cases moving from weekly to daily. That was a little bit vague, I think, but it was subsequent to a few other steps before we move forward. One of the steps was that there would be further consultation with program directors and staff at the sister stations on actually how the program would operate, the format, and so forth, and then also that a budget would be developed. And we had been waiting for that for some time. About 2 weeks ago, we finally got a budget, but it wasn't really very complete budget. It was a few general line items, and it sparked a reaction from station managers and program directors and others that it really didn't meet the bar. And during that time, there was, I would call it, a kind of a buyer's remorse setting in amidst some of the management staff that surfaced during a telephone meeting of the managers. And I became aware of that. I think Eva became aware of that. And so last week at the Portland NFCB conference, I convened a meeting of all the relevant parties that I could pull together, because a lot of people were all there in Portland at the same time. That included both Armando and Fernando from Los Angeles, Ernest from Houston, and Dwayne, Amelia Gonzalez, and Vinny Beecham. And I'm trying to think of
Greg, could you please give, for the purpose of those listening and board members who may not know all these names, could you please identify them by position?
Well, best I can. Yeah, program, both news and program directors from, news staff and program directors from three of the sister stations, that's the long and short of it, as well as a couple of board members, both affiliate members of the board, Eben and Riff, were also present, and as well as Ursula Rudenberg, who is the affiliate's coordinator. And so what we had was a very good group to discuss what was missing from the proposal and from the budget as it had been developed. And basically, although people were not objecting to putting the show on the air, they did feel that the target audience had not been clearly defined, that the format of the show had not been clearly defined, that they themselves, particularly in out of Berkeley staff, felt that they had not been consulted and talent from the different stations had not been tapped to develop this, and that the budget really didn't define what was needed to make the show a success. The fear was we would put a show on because the board had passed a motion to do so, but that the show would ultimately fail to find an audience because it had not been adequately planned and that they had not been involved. I should add that when I was in Washington, D.C., and meeting with Ron Pinchback, who was not present at the Portland meeting, he was expressing other concerns, for example, that the show was not going to be bilingual, that he was planning a local Latino magazine-style show for the evening hours and therefore wanted to go local, so to speak, rather than have a national show. So what was happening was the consensus was collapsing. And so what the steps I took was basically to say to people that, listen, this is a, for want of a better term, this is a board mandate. I'm prepared to make it a must-carry if need be, but I would prefer that you all agreed on what you want to see happen to make it work so that I don't have to do that. In doing so, it spurred what I think will be a solution. The staff at KPFA and at KPFT are going to provide a very specific reaction to the proposal and ideas for talent who should be involved at their stations. Armando, at my request, is going to develop a more detailed budget, more detailed than the one that we have received to date, with Lonnie. We had had developed a year or more ago a much more detailed budget that includes the cost of correspondence, travel, other costs that had not been identified in the budget that we'd received, so that we can have a show that is both fundable and also successful. The limitation of the motion you passed, just so you understand, is that although you said you wanted to see this on the air, the motion does not compel stations to contribute money. We can compel them to air the show, but we can't compel them to pay for it under the current arrangement. So what you might end up with is a show that has to be aired but doesn't have enough money or enough cooperation from the statement to be a success because it's underfunded and because they're only doing it because they have to. In about a week from now, we are expecting to get the results of that consultation with KPFA and KPFT, as well as a new budget. And I'm still hopeful that we're going to be able to put this show on the air, not on a weekly basis, on a daily basis, by this summer. I think it would be optimistic to think that it was going to happen in a matter of weeks, but I think in about a month and a half it could. In addition, I should add, Fernando is going to develop a kind of a pilot, a demo, that can be listened to by people at other stations so that they have a better idea of what it really is. And so that's what's happened to that proposal so far. But what I wanted to do before I let you ask questions is to raise a point that's related to this. By passing this motion, what you're in essence doing is mandating a new hour of national broadcasting. And I think that that's really a point you should take to heart. I think that's a good idea. But I think you should understand that what we are doing. But it creates a problem because the station managers don't really see it that way. They still see it as their option. And I think we're going to have to get to a point where we move beyond that at some point. When a decision is made that money is going to be spent by Pacifica to develop a national program, once that's done, in essence, if you don't say it's going to be aired by the sister stations, you're spending the money without really getting the value. And even though it may go out to affiliates and they may want it and it may even help us to get new affiliates, without the cooperation of the stations, it's difficult to launch a national show. So I think that we're passing the point where individual must-carry decisions really are the solution, and we have to develop a more global policy for what national programming means to put some teeth behind the policy. In any case, I think we still have a chance of getting the national news show on the air in short order, but I was disappointed in the follow-through from KPFK. It just seemed that they were relying on the motion but not doing the necessary consultation and budget development work that was really needed to sell the idea.
And before we go to discussion, I want to clarify two points. One is that the motion The original motion with respect to funding called for funding from KPFK and the national office with the other station's contribution to be negotiated, and B, called for a budget to be submitted to the national office and approved by them prior to the initiation of the program. So for board members who weren't here when we did that or weren't aware of it, that's the context. Discussion?
This is Lydia.
I'm sorry. I heard somebody before you, Lydia.